2 Corinthians chapter 1, and beginning at verse 17. When I therefore was thus minded, did I use lightness? Are the things that I purpose, do I purpose according to the flesh, that with me there should be yea, yea, and nay, nay? But as God is true, our word toward you was not yea and nay. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timothus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the word of God. Thank you for the opportunity we have today. God, we do have many that are sick today, but God, we're here, and we want to hear from heaven today. God, speak to our hearts as our pastor comes and preaches the word of God to us. Do in our hearts what you want to do in our hearts. Help us yield to you in our lives. Now, Father, for this to be accomplished and any glory given to Jesus Christ, it must be that you anoint our pastor with thy Holy Spirit power for this task. Use him to help us. And then, Father, if there's someone in this room this morning that does not know Jesus Christ as their Savior from their sin, I pray before they leave today they would settle that. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated.
As you're being seated this morning, I'd like you to look at Brother Evans's foot today. You see that boot that's on there. Actually, he was, all this time he was laid up at home, he was watching Gunsmoke reruns and kind of want to be like Chester. But it's so good to have him back. It doesn't seem right to not have Brother Evans here. But now, I want you to look at that foot right there. If your cell phone goes off in the service and we hear it, you have to wear one of those the rest of your life. All right? So turn it off or to vibrate, okay? So we don't listen. I'm going to ask you now to get up, not get up and move around and sit very still and listen very carefully, please. Yes or no? Do you see that in Corinthians there? Look at the verses again. Yea or nay? Yes or no? Now let's look at those verses one more time real quickly. Verse 18, but as God is true, our word towards you was not yea and nay. It wasn't a yes or no thing, the Bible. Verse 19, for the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay. It wasn't a yes and no thing. That was a yes. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, unto the glory of God by us. Look here, yes or no? Those are definitive answers. Would you agree? Yes or no? No in between. Yes or no? The Bible is a definitive book. Yes or no? We live in a day and an age today where it seems difficult sometimes to get a straight answer out of somebody. You ask them a question, and if you don't ask them the exact question in the exact way where you require an exact answer, you won't get one. And even if you do, they may not tell you the truth. Wouldn't it be nice to just ask somebody a question and they just said yes or no? We're entering a political era, season. It's going to be hard to get a yes or no out of these people. Would be nice if they would just say, yes, that's what I believe. Or no, that's what I do not believe. Rather than it's yes now and later on it's no, and then no later on, and then it's yes, and they're back and forth, and they're back and forth. The Bible says these things I want to talk to you about this morning are yes or no things. Clear. Just give me your answer. When I asked my hopeful bride-to-be to marry me many years ago, you old settlers have heard this story before, but it fits today. I'm sorry I have to use this as an illustration. When you ask somebody to marry you, there is basically two answers. Would you agree? Agreed? There is what? And there's the other one. There isn't anyone in the middle, except for me. Hot August night of 1975, Miller Park, Sacramento, California, sitting on a park bench. I looked over at Patty Jean Teal with long blonde hair and hazel green eyes. Woo! Man. And we'd been dating for a long time. What, 3 weeks or so? I mean, you know, it's close. I mean, I'm the kind of guy, once you figure it out, what's the point? Long and drawn out engagements for third world countries. This is America. And I looked at her and I said, Patty, will you marry me? And she looked at me and said, I don't know. That's what she said. And the bad part is how she said it. She didn't say, I don't know, or I don't know. It was, I don't know. Like she didn't give a flip. And I thought, well, she didn't understand me. I said, no. You didn't understand. I wasn't asking if you want a hamburger. I said, will you marry me? You know, Ward, June, the Beeve, the picket fence, the whole thing. Will you marry me? You understand that? She goes, huh? I said, will you marry me? I don't know. You don't know what to do after that. I mean, yes is the obvious answer because, you know, the package. But no, it's like, what do you do with no? No, I could talk her out of it or at least try. But you can't do anything with I don't know. Because it's not yes and it's not no. And I just sit there. Then what do? You can't just go, okay, it's kind of warm out here, ain't it? I mean, you know, there's no conversation that follows that. So you just sit there in strained silence. And then with all the compassion she could muster, she said, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. Sure, yeah, no problem. So we sat there a few more moments of strained silence. I said, I'll take you home. My brother and his wife came with us, and he was her youth director, and he knew I was going to pop the big question that night, and we rode in the car with them, and I took her home and walked her up to the door, and good night. Are you sure you're all right? Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, no problem. Yeah. I don't know what to do. I got in the car and I drove home. My brother said, what happened? And I said, you ain't going to believe it. I asked her to marry me. He said, what'd she say? She said, I don't know. What? I said, yeah, that's what I'd like to know. She said, I don't know. I said, but, now he's my older brother. And I said, but help me here. What do I do with that? It's not yes and it's not no, so I can't be encouraged, but I am too discouraged to be encouraged. I don't know what to do with I don't know. I said, Bud, what do you do? And he said, I don't know. It's terrible. Next day or so, we went out on a date again, and she said, where do you want to go? And I said, I don't know. That's not an answer. Is it? It's yes or it's no. And every time I tell that story, people always say, did she say, yeah? Yeah, we've been married 35 years. I mean, eventually she did give in. We're driving down Howe Avenue in Sacramento, pull up to a red light a couple of weeks later, and I said, hey, you going to marry me or what? She goes, yeah, I guess so. I go, all right. Still tugs at my heartstrings 35 years later. Yes or no? Okay, there are things, ladies and gentlemen, that you and I need to give God a yes or no answer about. And God is not patient with, I don't know, I want to think about it, let me work on it, let me give me some time, blah, 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 and we pull out the excuse book, and if we can't think of enough, then we'll Google up a few, and we'll throw them up to God. But God says it's a yay or a nay thing. Let's say yes or let's say no. Because the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, dividing asunder soul and spirit, joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. It's a cutting thing. It cleaves matters. It separates things, and it leaves us with a yes or no. Look in your Bibles there, please, would you? See, as far as God is concerned, it's a yes or no concerning the Word of God. Verse 18, but as God is true, our Word, and that's not what He said to them, it's the Bible. He said, but as God is true, our word towards you was not yea and nay. He said, and we didn't preach the Bible to you like it's yes and now it's no and then it's no and now it's yes. And it's one of these and it's one of those. You know those kind of churches you go to where the pastor gets up there and he aims at nothing and hits it every Sunday, circles the field, never puts that thing on the runway, never actually says this is what we should do, this is what we should not do. That's because they're not preaching the Bible. Because if you preach the Bible, it has to be said yes or no. And it should be presented in that way. Now, as far as the Word of God is concerned, what is your answer to God? Yes or no? Do you believe it is in fact and indeed the only pure revelation of God to us today? Is it yes or is it no? Is it the Word of God as it is in fact and indeed God's Word? That means God's telling you what to do right here. And God not only tells you, friend, He wrote it down right here from Genesis to the Revelation. It's the Bible. Is it yes or no? Do you accept that this is the final authority in all matters of faith and practice? God wants an answer. He wants you to say yes or no. Now, we could do this very easily this morning, and we could just say yes, but then our life proves no. You know, people ask you things. You don't want to do it. But just to get them off your case, you say, oh, okay. Then you have no intention of doing it whatsoever. So you say, look here, you say yes with your mouth, but your life says no. God's not just looking for verbal response today concerning His Word. He wants you to say it, and then He wants you to prove it by how you live your life. But ladies and gentlemen, please understand something today. This is the Word of God. There is no other book that's equal to this. There will be no further revelation of God. This is it. It starts in eternity past and it ends in eternity future. And it covers everything in between there. And all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. The man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. It is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. This is, in fact, and indeed, the revelation of God to us and what God has to say about any matter in life, because it covers all of it. It's profitable for doctrine, teaching, instruction, understanding, telling you what to do and what not to do. Now, that's not the issue this morning. The issue is not, is this the Bible? That's resolved by God who wrote it for us, gave it to us, preserved it, and kept it so you could sit here this morning with a copy of this book in your hand and you could have a copy of God's Word. So that's not the issue. That's not what we need to say yes or no about. What we need to say yes or no about is this. Is this the authority in my life? Yes or no? We going to follow this book or not? His Word was not yes and then no. It's yes or no, one or the other. See, we live in a society today that is always trying to rewrite what the Bible actually tells us. Rewriting the morals for society today. Rewriting conduct in society today. Rewriting relationships in society today. Rewriting what's really good in life and what's not. What's joy and what's not. What's happiness and what's not. What's success. The world's always trying to tell us what their terms of success are. God's already told us in His Word. It's all in here. Everything we need to know is in this book. And it is all that God has to say about the matter. But that's still not the question today. Yes or no as far as you're concerned, concerning God's Word. Do you embrace and accept the fact that this is in fact and indeed God's Word to you? And its truths and its teachings and what it says we can and cannot do and should not do, all of it, that's a yes for me. Been there, done that, and tried all the other stuff. Tried Eastern religions, tried man's philosophies, tried humanism, tried secularism, tried everything else on this planet, and all it ever gave me was questions with no answers. They're great at leaving you with questions in your mind. You see those bumper stickers on the back of those cars? Question everything. You know, that's not a bad thing as long as you know where to go to get the answer. But just to question it, the Bible says it very expressly. Ever learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. I don't want to just question everything. I want the answers to everything. And this book has the answer, all of it. Now, the question to you this morning is yes or no. Our word to you, he said, was not yes today and no tomorrow. It's yes. And if God's word says yes, that means the positive. That means the affirmative. That means okay. That means if the Bible says I should do that, I should do that. No means if the Bible says don't do that, that means I don't do that, and that solves it for me. Well, Pastor Johnson, I'm the kind of person who likes to do their own thinking. Then you're in big trouble, aren't you? Because you know what that means? That means you're your own God. You've decided that what's right or wrong is right or wrong based on what you think instead of what God says. Yeah, but I like to use my own mind. I do too. And that's how I got in all the trouble I got into in the 60s and 70s. Mike Johnson, trying to figure it out from Mike Johnson. But guess what? All I did was waste time that I can never get back again. As to God's word this morning, yes or no? It's yea or nay. Look at verse number 19 this morning. Yes and no concerning Jesus. Look at verse 19. For the Son of God, Jesus Christ, who was preached among you by us, even by me and Silvanus and Timotheus, was not yea and nay, but in him was yea. In other words, who Jesus is, it's a yes or no thing. There's not the modern Jesus. There's not the historical Jesus. There's not the religious Jesus. There's just Jesus Christ, the Son of God, presented us in the Word of God. Yes or no about that for you today? Is Jesus the Son of God and your Savior this morning? Yes or no? Salvation is not a peace pact. It's an ultimatum. Yes or no? And let me explain this carefully. Listen, you know the Bible said, he that hath the Son hath life. And he that hath not the Son of God hath not life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. You either have salvation or you don't. It's a yes or no thing. You say yes to Christ, you receive him as your Savior, you have salvation. Wonderful. That instant, that second, that moment, that very moment that you trust Christ, God gives you eternal life and salvation because you have received his Son, Jesus Christ. You said yes to Christ. And anything else to God is a no. I'll think about it. I'll look it over. I'll pray about it. I'll see. That's no. All of that is no. We either say yes to Christ or we say no, one or the other. By the way, let me say this. And that's why salvation that God gives us is secure. Why when God saves you, he keeps you in that saved condition. Because otherwise it'd be yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. Saved today, lost tomorrow. Saved today, lost tomorrow. And when he said you must be born again, he wasn't saying you must be born again and 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 again. Now, this is a dangerous question to ask this morning, but let me try this. How many of you have a birthday where you were born into this life? Would you raise your hand if you have a birthday? Now, here's where we get dangerous. How many of you have more than one birthday? Physical birthday. Bunch of sneaky Christians, I knew that. How many of you have more than one physical birthday? The truth is, September 12, 1953, I came into this life. Did you know I was only born once, for which my mother is very thankful? I was almost 10 pounds, believe me, she was very thankful. You know, Jesus said in John chapter 3, except you be born again, you cannot enter the kingdom of heaven, and he tied a spiritual birth that we must have to our physical birth that we have all had. And you had one physical birth, you have one spiritual birth. You're not saved and then lost and saved and then lost and saved and then lost. That can't be, because that gives you a yes-no kind of salvation through a yes-no Savior. That doesn't work. Jesus Christ came and died one time on the cross, once. Hebrews 9, 10, and 11 says, he was once offered for our sins. He was once the payment for our sins. Jesus died once to give us salvation. You only need once in your life. So when you say yes to Christ, he saves you, and you are yes, now saved once. It's not yes, no, yes, no, yes, no. It's yes. Are you born again? Yes. Have you accepted Christ? Yes. But it's not yes for today. And then tomorrow I'll try again and see how it works out. Let me say this to you this morning. If that's how you understand salvation, that you could receive it and then lose it, I say unto you this morning, you are in serious danger of not having had it at all. It's possible for a person to get saved and then be taught doctrine that you can lose salvation. That person is still saved. But you can't grow up under that kind of teaching and preaching and be born again. I'm sorry, you've been taught works for salvation. You have to come to Christ and say yes one time, trust in Christ. One time, and you say yes, and he saves you with a yes salvation. And you'll never say no again. You'll never have to say no again, because God will never turn you down. Do you know why? Because of Jesus Christ. Our salvation is secure because God promised it and because Jesus paid for it and he ascended back to heaven, and now he ever liveth to make intercession for us, the Bible says. That's Hebrews 7:12. Wherefore, it says, we are saved to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for us. Because Christ is alive today and ever liveth, we will never lose salvation because this one who purchased it is alive and sitting at the right hand of the Father. That's who Jesus is now. Yes or no? Yes for salvation, then you receive Christ. Yes for security, then Christ is alive. And by the way, yes as to who Jesus is. Jesus is coming back, ladies and gentlemen. He is returning to this earth. And when Christ comes back, he's not going to set up an office at the UN and get a UN resolution for permission to rule and reign on this earth. He's taking this thing back. He's taking it by his authority by using that book right there, the Word of God, and he will establish his rule and reign on this earth. And Jesus Christ is King of kings and Lord of lords. Yes or no for you today? We don't follow the mores of political correctness here. We follow the Word of God. Jesus Christ is the Son of God, the only Son of God. Jesus Christ is God the Son, the only God the Son. Jesus Christ is ruler, King of kings and Lord of lords. Jesus Christ will return and rule and reign on this earth. Jesus Christ is King. Jesus Christ is the preeminent one. It's yes, yes, yes if you follow what the Bible says. He shouldn't have to share that place in your heart and your life. He won't share it when he comes to this earth. He won't share rule and authority with man. He won't share rule and authority with Muhammad. He won't share rule and authority with Buddha. He won't share rule and authority with the 330 million gods of the Hindu religion. He won't share authority with atheists. He won't share authority with man's beliefs or philosophies. Jesus Christ is King, friend. And when he comes back, it's all about him and nothing else. Now that's how Jesus is when he'll come back. That's how Jesus is now. How's that yes working for you about how Jesus is in your life? Who is more important to you than Jesus Christ? Oh, Pastor Johnson, nobody. Okay, now you said it. Does your life prove it? There's a young pastor in Iran right now who I found out this week is an independent Baptist pastor. Without some kind of intervention, they may hang him tomorrow because he is a Christian and will not embrace Islam. Think about that for just a moment now while you hear all this politically correct stuff about how tolerant Islam is and it's a religion of peace and everything else. You go to their countries and see how tolerant they are about things. This young pastor, Yosef, refuses to deny Christ. And it could cost him his life. But you see, what he's doing, listen now, is more than saying it. He's going to put his life on the line. His life is a yes, Jesus is my Savior. Does your life say yes? Where you go, what you do, what you don't do, who you spend your time with, is that a yes? Because it's yes or no now. Well, I mean, I may love the Lord, Pastor Johnson, but come on, we all have this. No, that's a no then. It's a definitive thing, this yes or no. It's definitive. It's saying yes. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He is my Savior. I owe nothing to anyone on this earth like I owe to Jesus. And your life will prove whether that's a yes or not. Yes or no as to the Son of God. Yes or no as to the Word of God. Then verse number 20 this morning, look at this. For all the promises of God in him are yea, and in him amen, under the glory of God by us. Yes or no concerning God's promises. You know the thousands of them in the Bible. Thousands of promises from God. Did you know that it is impossible for one promise of God to fail on God's side? It's impossible. Listen now, it can't happen. It won't happen. You see, but Pastor Johnson, there's the promise of his coming, the Bible says, about Jesus returning. He promised he would come back. That's 2,000 years ago. Where is the promise of his coming, 1 Peter says? What about that? Where is the promise of Jesus' coming? Believe me, it hasn't changed in 2,000 years. Jesus said he's coming back. God promised that he's coming. But you see, one day is to God as a thousand years, and 1,000 years is a day. We try to comprehend that distance of difference in time in our minds, but understand this. So then basically, a day is 1,000 years, 1,000 years is a day. It means to God it's just been about 2 days since Jesus said he would come back. He's coming. Okay, is it a yes with you this morning? Is it? The promises of God, are they yes or no with you? Well, I mean, yeah, Pastor Johnson, but you see, no, then that's a no. That's a no. There are certain people. See that man right there? I would trust that man right there with my life. I would believe that he would be an honest and a truthful man. There are people in this church I'd do the same thing with. Because they've proved themselves trustworthy and have integrity. And they've proven that if they make a promise to you, they would keep it. We live in a society today, hey, you can't get enough contracts. You can't stack the paper thick enough or throw enough lawyers on top of people's word anymore to get them to keep that, and then you always find someone who'll get you out of it. And it seems like the word of man means nothing anymore today. The old days of shake a hand and give your word and that's it, forget that stuff. Don't even try that today. Don't depend on that anymore. You can't do that. It's not even wise any longer. That's the sad day and the society in which we live. But you look at me. The God of that book right there has made promises to us and to his children. And God says those promises are all yes promises. He'll do his part. God will keep his promise. We talked about eternal security a moment ago. How that once you are saved, you are always saved. You know how I know that's true? Because God promised it. The promise of security is not dependent on me. It's dependent on God to keep his promise. To save me, to seal me, to secure me, and to keep me by the power of God ready to be revealed at the last time. That's God's promise. That's how secure you are today. His promise is secure. Yes, I will save you. Yes, I will keep you. And yes, God said, I'll bless you. If you'll do what I ask you to do, I'll bless you. Remember when the children of Israel were coming out of Egypt's bondage and they were headed to the promised land? And God said, now when you get there, I want over here on this mountain, I want six of the tribes on this mountain. And over here on this mountain, I want six tribes over here. And this six tribes on this mountain, I want them to quote what I'm going to tell them about how much I want to bless this people. And he would bless them in the field and bless them in the barns and bless them with their children and bless them in their lives. There's six over here on this mountain. This six over here on this mountain, God said, now I want you to say how much I'm going to curse this people if they won't do what I tell them to do. But did you notice something very simply today? God put the blessing and cursing on two different mountains and told them, which one would you prefer? There came a day when God told the children of Israel, he said, look, I put before you life and death. He said, choose life. And I always think that's one of those duh things. Well, yeah. Yeah, you would want to choose life. And you would want to choose the blessing of God. True? I mean, that's a yes thing. Yes to the blessing. So God put blessing here, cursing here. He said, you choose which one you want. He said, I'll promise you this. One of them will come. Israel didn't believe God enough, and they did a yes-no thing, and they wound up falling under the hand of God. Not smart, but they could have said yes to his blessings, and they would still be a blessed nation today. Still a chosen nation of God, but not blessed like God intended them to be. And so it is with you, and so it is with me. Friend, look at me this morning. See this? This is not only the word of God, it's God's promise book to us. And if he tells you to do something in here, he'll promise he'll back it up with his omnipotence and power. And he'll bless you for doing it. Now then, will you say yes? Look at me. What is it you know this morning God wants you to do you have not done yet? It's time to say yes. And yes to the promise of God. Because I assure you this, if he gives you a promise and you won't take it, that's no to God. No thank you. No thank you, I'll try this on my own. No thank you, I'll figure it out myself. No thank you, I'll work it out. No, that's not the way to do it. Yes, Lord. I'll say yes, Lord, yes, and yield to his promise. And let God's promises become effective in your life. Well, I tried it once, Pastor Johnson. I said yes once and nothing happened in my life. And you expected it to be as instantaneous? Sometimes we hold out again in a disobedience to God for a long time, expect to say yes, and in an instant everything turned around. You give God time, though, he'll come through. Oh, he will. Yes to his promises, his word, his son, and his promises. Now, we know how sure God is. Can I ask you a question? What's your answer today? Yes or no? Let's stand to our feet, please, would you, this morning?